We are coming off of Yom Tov, and also this week's is Parshas Naso. And in Parshas Naso, we have the discussion regarding Birchas Kohanim. So I'd like to discuss our one specific minhag, which actually touches on a lot of different areas of halacha, which is when it comes to Birchas Kohanim, we are aware that afterwards, many people like to go over to the Kohanim and wish them a Yashar Koach. So give them a big Yashar Koach afterwards. Is this a halacha? Why are we so careful about Birchas Kohanim? So let's begin with the source of wishing a Yashar Koach in the first place. Where does this idea come from, that we give people a Yashar Koach? What does it mean? So it is based on a tshuva of the Maharam Mintz in Simen Pei Hei. He writes here in the middle, V'chein anu nahaginu la'achar siyam ha'sefer onim ha'kal b'kol ram chazak. We know that after we finish one of the five books of the Torah, we say chazak. V'tama shal osa minig. What's the reason why? K'moshe kasev achar kol perakov achar siyam ha'masechet hadralach. It's no different than after you finish learning a Gemara, you say hadram afterwards. Why? Kolomar ma'achar desaimu ha'perakov ha'masechet hishamer l'chapen tishkach es hadvarim. Chazor behen shlo tishkach. We're telling the person, chazak, make sure you go and learn this again. You finish Sefer Bereishis, make sure you go back and learn Sefer Bereishis again. Or as we tell a chazin, yishar kochacha. Kolomar, gamarti mitzvosacha. Chazin, you finish your mitzvah, yeratzon shetizkolomar yoser mitzvos. When you give a yashar koach to someone, says the Maharam, what you're saying is, you should have the ability to do more mitzvos later on. That's the message of a yashar koach. And therefore, when you finish the chumash, we give you yashar koach. Im kein hakal korim b'kol ram shenasayim chumash v'chein ein svar nachum nikraod lo so gavra. Fine. Then he goes and discuss something else. But for us, what we care about is why do we say chazak at the end of the Torah or the end of the parsha or the end of the book in order to tell the person chazak a yashar koach. We want you to do this mitzvah again. We're giving you chizuk that you should return and have the strength to do many more mitzvos in the future. This is the earliest source that I know of that discusses the idea of giving someone a yashar koach. There is then a comment of the Matzah Ephraim, the classic work on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So the Matzah Ephraim writes in Tuf Kuf Tzadi Beis Yud Aleph that in Rosh Hashanah, after the Baal Tokeya finishes blowing the shofar, or after the Shiach Tzibur, or the Kohanim have finished duchening, the minhag is to give them, or to say to them, Asher Koach. Aleph Shin Resh Koach. It's a very strange language. Who says Asher Koach? So he says this is a form of thanking them for the brachos, the tefillah, whatever it may be that they performed. And he says this will increase their ability to do more avodas Hashem, like the Maharam said. The idea is that we want the person to do more and more mitzvos later on. And he says that asher is a language of chizik. Why is the word asher a language of chizik? So the Navi Yeshayah says in Perek Aleph, ish ashru chamos, that you should support the oppressed. So the word asher means to support, to give something extra push. And therefore, Asher Koach means, I want to support you with strength. That's what the language means. And then he says, some people say, Ya'asher Koach, meaning Yud Aleph Shin Resh. What's the difference between Ya'asher Koach and Asher Koach? So that's simply the difference between second person and third person. I'm talking to you, or I'm talking to you, I'm talking about you to you. As like one would say, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva said this while you're talking to the Rosh Yeshiva, right? They'll talk in this language of deference. So Asher Koach would be a second person I'm talking to you, and Ya'asher Koach is a third person, he. So Ya'asher Koach with a Yud just makes it a more formal way of talking to someone. And that's where the phrase Ya'asher Koach comes from, that you should be supported with more strength, says the Matzah Ephraim, in order to do more mitzvos. Now, where do we get to Kohanim? The Matzah Ephraim does talk about Kohanim, but there are other sources as well. The Torah in Shmos, Perachaf Gimel, tells us that anything that grows in a person's field during a Shemitah year, like this year, is not allowed to be touched at all and has to be free for anyone to take. Right? Everyone knows this. You can't touch the stuff in the Shemitah field. Anyone can come and take from it. That doing so, allowing anyone to come and take from your field, is a positive mitzvah, a mitzvah's essay to come and take from the field. Now the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvos in Kuf Lamed Daled that if you block the field so that someone can't get in. If you put a fence around the field, you put a padlock on the field, so no one can get into the field. So you have violated, you have been mevatel this positive commandment. You cannot stop anyone from getting in the way of that field. And now, the Rashi in the Gemara Yevamos and Kuf Chaf Beis, which the Daf finished two Gemaras ago, so there Rashi says that the produce that is blocked off is still allowed to be eaten, if I do block it off. Let's say I make the mistake and I say, you know, no one can come into my field during Shemitah. Am I allowed to eat that fruit myself? So you are still allowed to eat it yourself. And Tosfos says that it's usher to eat such produce. There's a penalty that if you block the field from people coming to get your produce during Shemitah, then there's a penalty and you cannot partake of that field. Now, the Mishnah in Shvius quotes Beis Shammai, who says that you cannot eat Shemitah produce from the field and then thank the owner. Someone walks into your field during Shemitah, and they take an apple from your field, and they walk out. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to say thank you to the owner for allowing you to come into the field. Why? What?
The field's hefker.
So the field's hefker. So Beis Shammai understands that since you owe the owner of the field nothing, if you thank him, that's going to give off the impression that the fruit is still in some way his. And that's incorrect. And therefore, Beis Shammai says, there's one time where you are not supposed to have proper manners, and that is when taking the fruits of a Shemitah field. Because we don't want to give off the impression that you owe anything to this person whose field you are walking into at that time. That's the one gears in the Gemara. The Ravid in Adios in Perek Hey Halacha Mishnah Aleph has a totally different girsa in our Mishnah. The Ravid there says that Beis Shammai say that you cannot take from a person's field unless you say thank you. The opposite. You need to have manners. You're not allowed to take from the Shemitah field unless you say thank you to this person in front of you.
Watch him for keeping Shemitah.
Thank you for keeping Shemitah. So he explains that Beis Shammai were concerned that people would get into the habit of going into people's fields all the time. And therefore, we wanted to train people that during Shemitah, you say thank you when you take from their produce. Or else the next year, people are just going to think, hey, everyone's field is open. Therefore, thank you, saying thank you trains you in Hakaras HaTov to know that this time there's something unique as opposed to the rest of the year. That is the opinion of the Ravid. Now, what we care about here is the Rashash. The Rashash, in his comments on Masechta Shvius, Perek Dal, says as follows. Hain, Lafia Girsa Shalifnenu, Be'edios, Parake, the Girsa Saravid, Sarach Lomar, Gam Hacha Bedibre Beshame Elo Betova. Uvizeya Shavti Aminog Shaomrim Lakoanim Achare Yuridasa Minadochan. And this, says the Rashash, is the source for why when the Kohanim come down from the Duchen, we wish them Yasher Kochachem. What's the connection? What are you giving the Kohen the Yasher Koach for? He has to do Berachas Kohanim. Every single time someone does a mitzvah they have to do, you give him a Yasher Koach. The Kohen's not doing you any favors. The Torah says that if he doesn't do Berachas Kohanim, so he's doing something wrong. So certainly he has to give Berachas Kohanim. What are you giving the Yasher Koach for? So therefore, dehachinami mitzuvim habal mahakir. So too, by the Shemitah field, does the owner of the field have to make his field hefker to you? Certainly, he has no choice. The Torah is making him. What are you telling him thank you for? Okay, you can tell a person thank you even if they're commanded to do something for you. Which I guess is certainly a very big lesson in life in general. Even though someone has to do something for you, they have no choice, so still you have to wish them a thank you. You know, the person at the checkout line has to check out your groceries. If they don't, they're going to get fired. Still, you give them a thank you even if they have to do something. So this, says the Rav, is the lesson of the Shemitah field in Beis Shammai and the lesson of Birchas Kohanim. Even though a person is commanded to do something for you, commanded to fulfill a mitzvah, you still must thank them. This is the shita of the Ravid. This is certainly against the understanding of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen had a Talmud who wrote down all the Trumas Hadeshen's customs. So in the Leket Yosher, on page 158, he says that the Trumas Hadeshen felt there's no reason to say thank you when someone drops off Mishloach Manos. Why? Because they have to give you mishloach manos. And therefore, you don't have to say thank you in such a case, because they're just fulfilling a mitzvah. And in addition, in the Sefer Achayim, in Perek Gimel, written by the brother of the Maharal, he says that if a person makes a suda, let's say a person has a big suda for a bris milah, right? You need to make a suda if you have a bris milah. It's a suda's mitzvah. Do you have to say thank you after the suda? No, says the brother Maharal, because the person has to make the suda. And there's no reason to wish him a thank you if he has to do it. So we have two schools of thought here. Do you have to say thank you if someone has to do something for you or not? So the Shita here by Birchas Kohanim says, the Rashash is certainly, you must say thank you even though the Kohanim have to do Birchas Kohanim. Let's proceed. In the Kovetz Beis HaKnesses, what's the Kovetz Beis HaKnesses? It was a short run of a Torah journal printed in Eretz Yisrael that discussed laws of Beis HaKnesses, Shul. It was printed in like the 20s or the 30s in Eretz Yisrael. I guess it never caught on so much. So in the second year of the printing in Shana Beis, there was a series of discussions regarding why people in Eretz Yisrael don't wish the Kohanim a Yasher Koach. How come? In the Eretz Yisrael, the meaning is not to give Yasher Koach to the Kohanim after Bechas Kohanim. So Rabbi Yishaya Epstein suggested that certainly in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, Birchas Kohanim is less frequent amongst the Ashkenazim, and therefore we have, it's more exciting for us when we do Birchas Kohanim. So we're all excited and we give the Kohanim a big Yasher Koach. But in Eretz Yisrael, they do Birchas Kohanim every single day, and therefore there's no excitement, and therefore there is no minhag. He then asks, why do the Kohanim get a Yasher Koach in the first place? Why should they deserve it? It's something the Torah commanded them to do. And he notes a very important and famous machlokas regarding the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. Is it just a mitzvah for the Kohen to give the bracha, or is there some sort of mitzvah as well on the congregation to be involved and to get blessed? Now, the Ritvin Masechah Sukkah and Daf Lamed Aleph says that only the Kohen has the mitzvah. You regular people in the crowd have nothing special, but there's the famous sheet of the Sefer Charedim, which is cited by the Be'er Halacha in Hilchos Birchas Kohanim, that the Tzibur also gets a bracha. The Tzibur is also involved in being there to get the bracha. They have a chelek in the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. This is the opinion of the Hafla in Ksuvas and Daf Chav Dalet. There, the Gemara says that a Zar who recites Birchas Kohanim, a non-Kohen who recites Birchas Kohanim, violates a positive commandment. Only, you can't just run up there on Shavuos and go into Birchas Kohanim. And the job of the Yisrael is to stand there and to get the bracha, says the Hafla. You're violating your role in the realm of the Jewish people. Your job as a Yisrael is to stand there and be blessed. It's not to reverse roles and to go up and to give the bracha. This is the understanding of the Hafla as well. See the Ma'ari Asad and the Dvar Avram argue. They understand differently regarding this. They understand that the Jewish people have a part of the bracha, but they're not certainly commanded anything special. So what do we see from the Sefer Charedim? The Sefer Charedim says that we, the Yisrael, needs to be part of the mitzvah as well. And therefore, it's appropriate to give Yasher Koach, because without us, the Kohen can't do anything. The Kohen's useless without the Jewish people in the room. And therefore, it's not just that he's commanded, but we also are part of the mitzvah. And therefore, he deserves the Yasher Koach, because it's not all on the Kohen. Certainly has a lot to do with the Jewish people as well. Later, in the same journal, there's a suggestion from Rabbi Yisrael Michal Nathanson. He says that the Gemara in Sota Lamed Tes Amud Beis says that during Birchas Kohanim, the Tzibur has to recite certain psukim at the time of the Birchas Kohanim. Now, we don't say these psukim nowadays, but Rashi indicates that the purpose of the psukim is to give thanks to the Kohanim. And therefore, says Rabbi Nathanson, it must be that our wishing a Yasher Koach is in place of these psukim in giving proper thanks as a form of Hakaras HaTov. Next question or next issue regarding this is from the Shlomo Vilna and his binyan Shlomo Chelik Beis in Simen Nun Beis. In actually a letter to Rav Chaim Berlin of Chaim Berlin fame. He says, he asks, why do the Kohanim deserve a Yasher Koach? What are the Kohanim doing that are special? So he cites the Gemara in Sota that the Kohanim, after they finish Birchas Kohanim, they should say the following line: Ribono Shel Olam, Asinu Ma Shegezart Aleinu. We've done that which you asked us to do. Af Ata Oseh Imanu Kama Shivtachtanu, and therefore you should do as you have promised to us. Meaning, the Kohanim say to Hashem, "Okay, we did what we were supposed to do. Now you need to, Hashem, need to take care of doling out the brachos." That's what the Gemara says. Why did the Kohanim say this tefillah? what's the purpose? So the Binyan Shlomo says that there's a gzeiras hakasuv in the Torah. The Torah says that the Kohanim need to bless the Jewish people, even if the Kohen is nothing special. Right? We usually think, right, we go to a big Talmud, a big Tzaddik, in order to get a bracha. Any Kohen could be up there. The Kohen can know nothing. The Kohen could come out of nowhere, and still, he has the right to give you a bracha. Why? Because that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, that every Kohen has the right to give a bracha. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah Tes Vav Zayin clearly says that the acceptance of the bracha by Birchas Kohanim has nothing to do with the status of the Kohen. It could, Rav Kook could be up there, and a guy who knows absolutely nothing could be up there, and their Birchas Kohanim is exactly the same, says the Rambam. It has nothing to do with the Kohen is doing, and it's all up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Since there's no logical reason why the bracha of the Kohen should be effective, there's no reason why it should be. It's just that Hashem made it so. Therefore, what do the Kohanim do? The Kohanim say, Hashem, I'm not worthy of giving any brachos, but you said the brachos are going to work, so make things happen. Because the Kohanim recite this extra line where they turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, can you please make my bracha work? So it's because of that extra push that the Kohanim gives their bracha, we give them the Yashar Karach. Not because of Berachas Kohanim, they don't deserve it for that. But the extra little tefillah that the Kohanim give, that their Berachas Kohanim should be effective, we thank them for that. So that is the understanding of the Binyan Shlomo, a fascinating approach. With Ben Sion Fendler, in the Gei Chizayin on Parshas Naso, says that who was Rav Ben Sion Fendler? So he was the Rav of the Bnei Sakneses Ramah in North Tel Aviv, and his son, Yosef Harif, was actually a famous writer for the Maariv newspaper. Anyway, so he says that wishing the Kohen and Yashar Koach is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Bikidashto. What's Bikidashto? That Kohanim need to be treated special. Kohanim should go first online, get a first piece of the cake. It's a halacha that many people are not aware. If you have a Kohen at the Shabbos table, you're fulfilling a positive mitzvah if you give them a first piece of Bikidashto. So since everyone is not able to give the Kohen in Aliyah or to ask them to the Birchas HaMazon, right? You can't just walk around giving people Birchas HaMazon and giving them Aliyahs. So what are you supposed to do? So this is an opportunity, Bikidashto. You give the Kohen a Yashar Koach in order to say, this, I want to make you feel good. I want you, Kohen, to feel like you are number one. Another reason why the Kohanim get such a bracha. Rav Hillel Posek, which we're going to quote from in a second. So he collected the writings of his father, Rav Eliyahu Posek, in four volumes called Piskei Eliyahu. Why is this important for what we're about to say? Because in the beginning of Chelek Dalet, he writes a Yashar Koach to Rav Kook, because Rav Kook helped his father a lot in some way that he doesn't really express. And in the letter that he writes to Rav Kook, he asks a question on his letter. Why, Rav Kook, who is a Kohen, why did Kohanim get a Yashar Koach? What do they do that special? So he asks why we give the Kohanim a Yashar Koach. So look at what he says here. Etzleinu haminag lekohanim achar haduchen yashar koyach. V'nishalti limso tamu makar lezeh. Halo mechuyavim heimin ha-Torah levarach es-Yisrael. V'hishavti sha-kohen kasheinu ol leduchen. If a Kohen doesn't go up, he's over gam ha-kohen. V'gam ha-tzibur shalo amru lo la'alos. It's not simply enough that the Kohen goes up, but we, the tzibur, need to make sure the Kohanim go up. It's our responsibility to make sure they go up. That we should want the blessings of Hashem. We're thanking the Kohanim that allowing us to not be negligent in having the Kohanim go up to bless us. A little roundabout way, but he says this is what the Yashar Koach is for. That the Kohen allowed us to put him up there, so we as the tzibur would not be negligent in having the Kohanim bless us. A very interesting approach as well. He gives another reason as well, and he says that the Gemara in Megillah, Chav Zayin Amud Beis, says that when you get a bracha, you should always say, V'chein Lamar, you too, sir, should also get this bracha. Right? I'd give you a bracha that, you know, you should have a good parnasa, so you should say to the person, V'chein Lamar, you too, sir, should have a bracha as well. And so that if it's an Eis Ratzon at that time, everyone will get benefit from that. Now, finally, he suggests that the Kohen could have performed the mitzvah in any shul. Who says the Kohen had to daven here this week? Maybe he could have davened someplace else. And we're therefore thanking the Kohen for coming and davening with us, since he could have gone someplace else. Another reason for the Yashar Koach. the end of the eighth parak of the Yushalmi and Brachos, it says that someone gives you a bracha or a curse, so there's no reason to respond. If someone says nice to you, something nice to you, you don't have to respond at all. So how do we know this? Because Yitzchak gave Yaakov, he said, Orerecha arur, umevarechecha baruch, right? Whoever curses you will be cursed, and whoever blesses you will be blessed. So within the DNA of the Jewish people, if someone says something nice to you, automatically that person will get that nice thing done to them. If someone curses you, automatically the curse will go to them. So the Alei Tamar, and so to suggest that by saying a Yashar Koach to the Kohanim, we're informing them that they will also be blessed for blessing us. When you give the Kohanim a Yashar Koach, what you're saying is, Kohen, just like you blessed me as a member of the Jewish tribe, you will also get brachos. Another approach as well. A similar approach is cited in the Shas Tshuva's Beis Dina as well. Good, another reason. The Tosefes Bracha, Rav Baruch Epstein, of the Torah Tzimim of Fame. So he writes that the Yashar Koach is an expression of thanking for blessing the Tzibor with Ahava, right? What's the special aspect of Birchas Kohanim? That Birchas Kohanim is done bi-Ahava, with love. And therefore, it's not simply that we're thanking the Kohen for the Bracha, but also we thank him for blessing us with the love in his heart for the Jewish people. Okay, next, the Harei Kedem. So the Harei Kedem is Rav Michal Shurkin's collection of chedushim he heard from Rabbi Soloveitchik. So at the end, he has a lot of random interesting things that have nothing to do with Rabbi Soloveitchik. So he writes over here, at the end of Harei Kedem Chelek Aleph, on page Shin Mem Ches, page 348. Minhagu shel agon Rav Moshe Zatzal. We're talking about Rav Moshe Feinstein. The custom of Rav Moshe Feinstein, hayalitenas hayasher koach lekohen la'achar nesias kapayim Rosh Hashanah. That after nesias kapayim, Birchas Kohanim and Rosh Hashanah, he'd immediately give the Kohanim a yasher koach. Kodem Gemar Hamea Kolos, before we're done blasting all 100 blasts. Af Shechai Adam Osir Lahafsik Vedibur Adsiyam Atakios Lachar Tfila. Even though the Chai Adam says you're not allowed to talk until you finish all 100 blasts. So how could Rav Moshe wish them Yashar Koach if we haven't finished Tkiya Shofar? Vinira Disfarle, Dahayashar Koach, who owes the Kabbalah's Habracha, Shela Kohanim. That giving a Yashar Koach is a sign that you've accepted the Bracha from the Kohanim. V'lechein hu chelik me Nesias Kapayim v'eim b'zeh hefsek. It's part of Nesias Kapayim, it's part of Birchas Kohanim to wish them a Yashar Koach, because it shows that you have accepted their Bracha. V'zeh nogeh l'maisa v'chol yom b'eretz Yisrael, shenosim kapayim b'chol yom. Shein a Yashar Koach hefsek ben shimon esrei l'tachanan. Therefore, it says from Shurkin, it must be in Eretz Yisrael, you can wish a Yashar Koach before you say Tachanun. And that would be sufficient as well. Dezech chelek minasiyas kapayim l'fishyesh din al Yisrael, l'sparech l'kabal bracha, as we said in the name of Sefer Charedim, it's our mitzvah as well to get a bracha. Okay? Good. Next, Rotzi Pesach Frank, in his Shuvos in Har Tzvi or Achayim Tzim in Samach Beis, was asked whether it's a problem for the Kohanim to respond to the Yashar Koach. Why? Because when someone gives you a Yashar Koach, what do you say? What do you say back? Baruch Tehiyah. Or Bruchim Tehiyu. You say Baruch Tehiyah back to you. We know that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chaf Ches says that the Kohen's not allowed to add any brachos to Birchas Kohanim, right? The Kohen can't get up in front of the Tzibur and give the three brachos and then say, oh, by the way, fourth bracha, everyone here should get a new car this year. That's not allowed. It's considered Baal Tos, if you're adding on to the mitzvahs of the Torah, to add more brachos to Birchas Kohanim. And therefore, adding this bracha could be a problem, because when you give a Yashar Koach to the Kohen, he's going to say, Baruch Tehiyah. And maybe that's considered a part of Birchas Kohanim, and now he's just violated Baal Tosif, adding on to the mitzvahs of the Torah. Maybe that's a problem, says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. So he says that really, it's only Baal Tosif, it's only adding on to the brachos if he does it when his hands are spread out. But if his hands aren't spread out, there's really no discussion. And therefore, that's why we recite the Ribono Sha'olam Tefillah when? Afterwards. The Kohanim recite the Tefillah of Ribono Sha'olam afterwards, not when their hands are still extended. However, maybe Ribono Sha'olam is different. That's a Tefillah, not a Bracha. Maybe it's different, he says. Therefore, he leaves it as a Safek, as a doubt. And he says, one should be Machmer, and the Kohen should not say Baruch Tehiyah after you wish him a Yashar Koach. a good chumrah from Tzvi Pesach Frank. The Kohanim are now allowed to say Bruchim to you or Baruch to you after giving me Yashikach, because it could be adding on to the bracha of Birchas Kohanim. That's a good one. So the Kute Yehudim Parshas Naso says that in the name of the Imre Emes, in the name of the Svas Emes, that we say Yashikach to the Kohanim, so they will say back to us Bruchim to you, and then we'll get more brachos. So the Svas Emes said Lehefech, the exact opposite of the hard tzvi. We want more brachos. And we say Yashikach, so the Kohanim continue to give us more and more brachos as well.
What do you think of that against what he said? If they're up on the
dochen. Once they're down off the dochen. Sure, it's a chumrah. I don't think this is the minog to be machmir for this. I think the Kohanim all say brachos. Yeah, we wish them Yashikach. And that is that. Rav Dov Ber Rifman, in his Kesra Kahuna, the end of Siman Tes Vav, says that the Gemara in Bava Kamet Sadi Beis Amid Beis says that people say the wine belongs to the master, but the people show appreciation to the waiter. Right? When the waiter brings you the wine, who do you thank? The waiter. You don't go to the owner of the restaurant and say thank you so much for the wine. You say thank you to the waiter. The Gemara says that Yehoshua was full of spirit for Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu put his hands on Yehoshua's head. And all Bnei Yisrael listened to who? Yehoshua. But who gave Yehoshua the ability? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. But we still were machsh of Yehoshua. So Hashem filled him with chachma, but we thank Moshe Rabbeinu. So based on this, the Gemara says it makes sense. Based on this Gemara, says the Kesra Kahuna, why do you give a Yashikach to the Kohanim, even though the bracha comes from Hashem? Yes, the bracha is coming from Hashem, but just like the waiter brings you the wine, so too the Kohanim have brought you the bracha. And therefore, it is certainly appropriate to give them a Yashikach. We'd like to end with a comment from Rav Kook. So Rav Kook, in his Perish on the Siddur, Olas Ra'aya, I cannot recommend enough the new biography that was printed about Rav Kook, by Yehuda Mirsky. It's amazing. It talks about how the Olas Riyah was actually put together, a collection of different ideas. So in the Olas Riyah, Chelek Aleph, on page Resh Pei Dalid, he says that Birchas Kohanim is unique from all the other types of service that the Kohanim can do. Because in the Mikdash, there's no, in the Beis HaMikdash, because there's no gift of all the gifts that's given for the Kohanim for doing this service. This is a free service from the Kohanim. All the other services the Kohanim do, they get gifts for what they do. But in this case, Birchas Kohanim is pro bono from the Kohanim. And this is why we give the Kohen a Yashikach, says Rav Kook. Because he's doing it free. He doesn't get anything in response for this. So Rav Gedalia Felder, in his Yesod Yishur Nechelik Beij, on page Mem Beij, doesn't understand why Rav Kook says that the Matznos Kahuna, the gifts that the Kohen give, are for their service in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Kook is assuming that whenever we give the Truma and all these different things to the Kohanim, that's because they serve us in the Beis HaMikdash. But it says who? We give the gifts because the Kaddish Baruch Hu tells us to give the gifts, not as a payment for service to the Beis HaMikdash. So that would mean that Kohanim are serving the Beis HaMikdash on Manas the Kaval Pras, on condition to get a prize. And we know the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says we don't serve Hashem on condition to get a reward. So how could Rav Kook say that this is why the Kohanim serve in the Beis HaMikdash? So he says rather the Kohanim receive gifts so they can be free to teach Torah to the Jewish people. The Kohanim are the teachers of Torah to the Jewish people, and we want them to be able to be free, and therefore we support them in that regard. Rav Mordechai Fogelman, in his base Mordechai Simon Yotes, so he questions the premise of Rav Kook as well, and he first notes that the Mishnah in Sotah in Perek Zion says that Birchas Kohanim was not confined to the Beis HaMikdash. So first of all, Birchas Kohanim doesn't need to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. It could be done anywhere. So again, why is Rav Kook saying that the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash has anything to do with Birchas Kohanim? In addition, the Sifra and Parsha Shmini, based on the parish of the Ravid, says that the merit of Birchas Kohanim, the Kohanim were given 10 gifts outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Sifra says that the Kohanim were given gifts for Birchas Kohanim. Another attack on Rav Kook's premise. So the base Mordechai concludes that the Yashikach is simply telling the Kohanim they did a good job. Similar to the Gemara in Shabbos Pei Zayin, which says that Hashem said, Yashikochecha asher shibarta, Yashikoach to Moshe Rabbeinu when he broke the Luchos. So the same thing, you did a good job. And I think this explanation of the base Mordechai is what we all have in mind when we say Yashikoach. Kohanim did a good job, and certainly there are a lot of deeper ideas behind them, and there are, we saw a lot of different halachos regarding Baal Tosef, and regarding do they have to give him Yashar Koach, but the general idea, says the Beis Mordechai, is that the Kohanim did a good job, and we just want to thank them for doing such a good job.